Thank you. Be seated, everybody. Thank you. Thank you, choir. Awesome. Thank you. Glory to God. Say, we know that God had no record of sin against men. Thank you so much. Acts 20, verse 19. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That's the basis for our gathering. If we are not sure of the love of God, then there is no need to come together. Then we can't be sure. That's the basis for the gathering. That is the basis for coming together. That is the basis that we can do anything as saints. It's because we are convinced, we are persuaded of His love. We are sure that God is for us. He's not against us. Amen. Praise God. Okay, call it Honor for the Saints, part 2. Please pay attention to this. This is for you. Acts 20:19. Serving the Lord with all humility of mind, with many tears and temptations, which befell me by the lying in wait of the Jews. This is Paul speaking. This is not your pastor yet. Amen. 20. And how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but I've showed you how and I've taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Gentiles, repentance towards God and faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ. And now behold, I go bound in the Spirit into Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me, save that the Holy Ghost witness in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me, but none of these things move me. Hallelujah. Neither can I my life dear unto myself, so that I might fulfill my cause with joy. Circle that word, that I might fulfill my cause, finish my cause with joy, and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. Hallelujah. And now behold, I know that you all among whom I have gone preaching the gospel, kingdom of God shall see my face no more, none of you. 26, wherefore I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men. 27, I am not shunned to declare to you all the counsel of God. 28, let's read together, one to go. Yes. Brethren, unto yourself and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost has made the overseers to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. 29, for I know that this, that after my departing shall a grievous wolf entering among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own self shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. 31, therefore watch and remember that by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears. 32, one to go, let's read together. Now, brethren, I commend you to God. Which is able to build you up. Hallelujah. Say, I'm built up by the word. Say, sound doctrine builds me up. Say, I'm built up by sound doctrine. Hallelujah. So now, don't forget, when I'm saying you are being built up, let me explain better right now so that we can get this before we go home today, so that this can frame your mindset for the entire week. Don't forget, although church here is not just every Sunday, but nevertheless, what you learned here is to shape your mindset, to shape your mindset for the week. So when I'm saying to be built up, I am not talking about receiving the word to escape from hell. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying be built up so that you can escape judgments. That is not the priority here. Amen. The man that has believed the gospel is past that level already. You are past the man going to hell based on the commitment of the Savior. Not based on your own commitment. Not based on your own consistency. We must emphasize it so strongly. Based on the commitment of Jesus, you are already past going to hell. Matthew 16 verse 15. Say, I'm born from above. Say, I am born into life. I am alive forever. I'm alive for God. Matthew 16, verse 15. He said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art Peter, the son of the living God. Later he said, upon this church I will build my church. Upon this rock, upon this revelation, upon what you said, I will what? Build my church, and the gate of hell will not prevail. So, upon what is the church built on? Upon the fact that Jesus is the Son of God. Now, Romans 1 verse 1. I'll be a bit fast. Just try and follow me.
Try and follow me. Romans 1 verse 1. Upon which of the... Yes, he's the Son of God, but which of the sons? Like, clearly, Jesus was called the Son of God twice in the Scripture. Twice in the Scripture. We have taught that in this place. Check Romans 1 verse 1. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which he had appointed before by his prophet in the Holy Scripture. Verse 3, if you are there, please read with me. One, two, go. Concerning his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh. So that is the incarnation, right? Are you looking at the Bible? That is the incarnation. But verse 4, I want to go and declare to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. So because of the so-called Virgin Mary, we call Jesus the Son of God, but much more because he is also what? Raised from the dead. That's why it's called the first begotten from the dead. Hallelujah. The first one that came out from spiritual death to spiritual life. That's why we love to use a word that Jesus is the first man to be born again, because he came from spiritual death to life. Okay, from death to life. So, check John 12, 23. So, the church is not based upon the revelation of the incarnate Jesus, not of the Virgin Mary Jesus. Yes, it's the same Jesus, but different office. Amen. Just like the things that President Goodluck can do when he was just president of Bayelsa is different from things he did as what a president, right? Amen. Same Goodluck, right? But different what offices. Thank you. John 12, 23. Because even when Jesus was around, he was still speaking of a day to come. Let's read together 23 and 24 slowly. One to go. And Jesus answered them, saying, the hour is come that the Son of Man should be what? Glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abides alone. But if he die, he bringeth forth much fruit. Amen. Say, he was born to die. Now, see verse 30. We are the fruit of what he did. We are the fruits he was talking about. We are the results. We are the results. See verse 30. Jesus answered and said, this voice came not because of me, but for your sake. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be what? Be cast out. And 32. And I, if I be what? Lifted up from the earth, I will draw all unto me. Amen. All what? All judgment, right? Now, that is not a praise and worship song. That is not, I cannot be talking about when we lift Jesus higher in our praises, he will now draw people to him in sort of, I don't understand, that does not even make sense. Amen. He's talking about when I be lifted up on the cross. Amen. On the cross, I will now draw all your judgments, because the subject matter in verse 21 is now is the judgment of this world. So when I am lifted up on the cross, what will happen? All the judgment of the world will be drawn to me. Amen. So on the cross, our judgment was laid on Jesus. Who laid the judgments? That was the utterance of the prophet. Selah, selah. John 12, 33 now. So you can understand what he's saying. 33. One to go. This is said, signifying what? What death he should die. So you can see that is not praise and worship. Go to John 14, 16. Be fast. That's your Bible. Got to finish the service early. We've got a long day to go. John 14, 16. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you who? Another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. You can see that when Jesus was here around, he was speaking of a day to come. To tell you that to be born again is not about Jesus is the Son of Mary, right? Are you with me? To be born again is not talking about his incarnation. That means that Jesus was around, that did not save anybody. What saved men was his what? What was available upon his death, burial, and resurrection. Resurrection, resurrection. 17. Let's read 17. One to go. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because he seeth him, neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwelleth with you, but he shall be where in you. So we are speaking of a future day. That is the day of his resurrection. So, we didn't receive the Spirit because Jesus was born of Virgin Mary, but because he was raised from the dead. See verse 19, John 14, 19. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but you see me, because I live, you shall live also. You can see his future tense. Because I live, you shall live also. At that day, you shall know that I am in the Father, and in me, and I in you. 21, he that hath my commandments, and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, I will manifest myself to him. Pay attention to your Bible. All these things, they are future tense. Future to when? Is that talking about rapture? No, about the resurrection. About the resurrection, which we are right now. 23, Jesus answered and said unto them, if a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him, and we will come and what unto him and make our abode with him. Amen. Still talking about his resurrection. To tell you that most of the things that people call eschatology, study of future events, they just got it wrong. Thinking some people call this, okay, let me calm down. Calm down. Okay. Some people call this the future judgment, the future, that is when Jesus finally comes at the end of the day, that will be united to him. No, you are already one with God now. Amen. Say, I'm already one with God now. It's a reality. That's the point. It's a reality. John 7:37. John 7:37. In the last day, that great day of the feast, what happened? Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. 38, he that believeth on me, as the scripture says, out of whom his belly shall flow what? Rivers of living water. How many of you have used this thing to pray before? That yes, out of my belly flows rivers of living water. Hallelujah. How many of you have used to pray before? That come on, maybe when you want to lay hands on somebody, say right now, out of my belly is about to flow rivers of living water. It's very simple. Now, don't forget, just see that verse. So, water flows from a source to a destination, right? Out of my belly flows rivers of living water. So let's get, that means there will be a sender, a receiver. Amen. I love, this is sender. Okay. This is a message. Are you with me? This is a receiver. Are you with me? Sender, message, receiver. So out of his, so what was the sender? Sorry. Hold on. What is the message? Living rivers, right? These are rivers. So let's see. Let's now interpret it with the next verse. Next verse 20:39. Want to go? But this spake he of the Spirit. Stop. So the river will be Spirit, right? Okay. Which they that believe on him should receive. So who is sending? This guy. Jesus, right? Who is receiving? This guy. Who is this guy? The believer. Why? For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. So when he was saying, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water, he's saying what? Out of Jesus, are you with me? Shall be given to us the Spirit. That is the glorified Jesus. Is that clear? That's a drama ceremony in church. Don't tell anybody I did that. Don't tell Pastor Nank I did that. Come, Acts 2:31. Acts 2:31. He's seen this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus hath God raised up. Wherefore we are all witnesses. 33. Everybody come on, want to go? Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he hath what shed forth, which you now see and hear. Hebrews 1:1. So he was called a son of God based on the resurrection. You are a Christian based on the fact that Jesus was raised from the dead. And as long as that status is eternal, your salvation is eternal. That's the point. Hebrews 1:1. Shelly Coco. God, who at sundry time and in diverse manner, sorry, because you understand, in time past, it's not even flowing my mouth again. Amen. So the son returns, that's not God, that's the prophet. They spoke unto the fathers about God. Verse 2, but I had in this last day spoken unto us by who? By his son, right? Whom he had appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world. Verse 3, everybody want to go? Who being the brightness of his glory, expressing the image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sin and sat down at the right hand of his majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he had by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Read verse 5. Everybody wants to go? Yeah. Unto which of the angels said it at any time, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. This prophecy speaks of his resurrection. Don't forget verse 3. When he had by himself does what? Purge our sin. Sat down. Amen. When was Jesus seated? Based after his what? His resurrection. His resurrection was his sitting. See Psalm 110. Psalm 110. No, this is not. No, this I'm not. This is introduction to my topic. So that's fast right now. and get to my topic, I'll be slow. You are getting it? Thank you. Psalm 110, verse 1. Don't forget, if you miss service, we have vehicles to, not vehicle like that, electronic vehicle to cause you to be in service when you are not in service, okay? Stuff like that. Ensure you follow Facebook, MixLR, and worst case is, you can do is, worst thing that can happen is just to go to the website and that's not worse anyway, or the last defense, something like that. Psalm 110 verse 1. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit down at my right hand until I make your enemies thy footstool. Verse 2. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion, roll down in the midst of thy enemies. Verse 3. Want to go? Thy people shall willing in the day of our power, in the beauty of holiness, from the womb of the morning, thou hast the dew of thy youth. The Lord has sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. So that is talking, that's to, if you combine verse 4 and verse 1, talks about his resurrection. Now, based on this resurrection, that's in verse 3, that thy people shall be willing. They will be made ready. Go to Hebrews 7 verse 15. So when he was saying, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek, don't forget Melchizedek was a priest that his genealogy was deleted without father, without mother, without descent, without ancestral, without ancestral spirit of ancestral genealogies. You don't have all those things. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. So now say Jesus was a priest after that order. Don't forget Melchizedek is a man. He's a man like you. But his genealogy was deliberately what? Removed from the canon of the scripture so that it can be a prototype of Jesus. Say that. Forget it. Hebrews 7:15. And it is yet, we taught that in some things, so I have forgotten the series. Well, she's not here to remind you of where I taught it. Even me, I don't know what I've taught. Hebrews 7:15. And it's yet far more evident that what? After the order, after the similitude of Melchizedek, there arise another priest who is made not after the law of a carnal commandment, but after the power of an endless life. For he testified, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Talking about his resurrection. See verse 18, want to go? For there is verily a disannulling of the commandment going before, for the weakness and unprofitableness thereof. Verse 19, for the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by the which we draw near to God. 20, inasmuch as not without an oath he was made priest, for those priests were made without an oath, but these with an oath, by him that said unto him, the law swear I will not repent, thou art a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. 20, want to go? By so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament. Why? See 23, want to go. And there truly were many priests because they were not allowed to continue by the reason of death. That means they keep dying. All those priests of the Old Testament, of the Levitical priesthood, they keep dying. They keep dying. They cannot sustain their work. Amen. Praise God. Imagine if your intercessor is dead. Amen. You are somewhere, still doing Yahuzia, and your intercessor has died. Amen. So because there are plenty, death did not allow them to continue. But Jesus, his own priesthood is after the order of Melchizedek. That means he could not have been a priest when he was alive because he died. That means his priesthood started not based on the incarnation, but on the what? Resurrection. It was in his resurrection that he could be a priest forever. If he was a priest in his incarnation, then he is the same after, like that of the Levitical priesthood. If you just try to get that, I believe you, I trust you. Say, I receive. Something like that. Okay. We're in verse what? 24 now. So let me read 23 now. You read 24 for me. And there truly were many priests because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. 24, I want to go. But this man, because he continued forever, had an unchangeable priesthood. 25, I want to go. Wherefore, based on this, because he continued forever, he is able to also to save them to the altar most that come unto God by him, seeing he ever lived to make intercession for them. Hallelujah. Say, based on his resurrection, I am saved. 1 Corinthians 15, 17. Come on, focus on your Bible. Abuki, please get me an anchor if you have one. And if Christ be not raised, your what? 1 Corinthians 15, 17. Come on. If Christ be not raised, your faith is vain and you are yet in your sin. Take it again. Everybody want to go? And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain and you are yet where? In your sin. That's the point. So clear. That means it's not saying if Christ is not born, it's not saying anybody that is using Mary as an intercessor to God, you are just unserious. He's talking about his resurrection. That is what forgave your sin, not his incarnation. So go back to Matthew 16, 17 now. Shirley Maya, by now you should have learned church culture. You don't understand your case. A lot of you that will now go and create emergency children's church. Matthew 16, 17. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjonas, for flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I beg you. This rock there is not talking about Peter. It's talking about the revelation that he said. What did he say? Verse 16. Thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. This rock there will symbolize upon that revelation, I will build my church. I will build my church upon my resurrection, not upon Peter. You are not built on Peter. He said amen. You are not built on Peter. Let me say it again. You are not built on Saint Peter. Saint Peter was built on Christ. So he said, upon this rock, rock there, he's not talking about Peter, but about what Peter just said. Upon that revelation, I will build my church. And what will happen? And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Amen, amen. Praise God. Say we are who we are based on the resurrection of Jesus. And that is why, obviously, the gates of hell cannot overcome the church. What is the gate of hell? What is the gate of hell? But you say, gate. I imagine what has been to Astro Rock before? The black gate. Oh, you have watched Lord of the Rings. Yeah, imagine Modo. Oh, what is reset one? Gate of hell, entrance into hell. What takes a man to hell? What is that? Sin. Sin. Use the word sin. Sin cannot overcome this one. Hallelujah. Praise God. Anyone in Christ, what takes men to hell cannot overcome them. 1 Corinthians 15. 1 Corinthians 15. That should be 1 Corinthians 15, 55. Let me read 54. You will read from 55 to 58 for me. So when this corruptible shall put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. 56, 55, want to go? Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Say, I have the victory. Based on that verse 58, once you go, guys, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye what? Steadfast, unmovable, always and burning in the work of the Lord, inasmuch as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen. Say, I'm built on Christ. Say, I'm built on his resurrection. Say, what takes men to hell cannot overcome me. Romans 6, 23, first. Sin cannot overcome this call out. I'm not saying based on your steadfastness. It's based on the commitment of the Savior. Are you with me? Are you with me? Thank you. Romans 6:23. Can we read 23 as loud as possible? One, two, go. But 22. Romans 6:22. You know, anytime Bible say four, please get what is, get the reason. The reason will be before the four. Four means because of. So what? Because of what? Earlier verse. Romans 6:22. One, two, go. Yes. But now, being made free from sin, you have become servant to God. You have your fruit unto holiness, and your end what? Everlasting life. Now say 25:23. Although the wages of sin is dead, but the what? The gift of God is what? Eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Hallelujah. Say, I've received the gift of God. Amen, amen. 1 John 5:11. Say, I have eternal life right now. Say, it's not what we have. Just say, it's not what we have in heaven. Say, if you don't have it right now, no more kingdom. Oh, no more kingdom. Say, but I've got it right now. 1 John 5:11. Come on, pick your Bible. 1 John 5:11. I'm midway in my sermon already. Just want to be fast. And this is the record, 1 John 5:11. And this is the record that God has given us. Amen. Amen. Say, he has given us eternal life. And this life is not in Mary. It's not in any mediator. It's not in Moses. It's not in yourself. It's not in self-performance. This life is in where? His son. Amen. 12. One to go. He that has the son hath life. Checkmate. Say, I have the son. I have life. And he that hath not the son does not have life. That's the point. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 13. Want to go? These things have I written unto you that believe on what? The name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have what? Eternal life. Hallelujah. Say, wrote the epistle for me to be convinced of what I have. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. It's for persuasion, for conviction. So you, conviction or conviction? Which one again? Whatever. Back to Acts 20. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So you have life. You have life now. That's why you are a saint. Acts 20:32. Back there. And now, brethren, so he was now talking to someone that cannot go to hell, someone that already has eternal life, someone that has believed the gospel. He now told him, pay attention. Now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to what? Build you up and to give you an inheritance among them which are sanctified. So, building up for what again? That would be the question. When, you know, a lot of us, we have taught everyone as just enter everyone, and that's the end. That's the end. And that teaching, it breeds irresponsibility. Because all you are concerned is about, God, just count me worthy. God, I just want to make it. That's all you are about. Not knowing that upon salvation, there are responsibilities. Hallelujah. Praise God. There are yet responsibilities. Don't forget, I am not talking about condemnation again. Okay, John 5. Got your Bible before I send my holy angel to cause you to open your Bible. Sorry. John 5:24. Okay, read this to your neighbor. Let me wait for everybody to be there. Read this to somebody. It seems like that brother that says, does not believe what we are saying. Because I'm about to hack your soul. So before I hack it, let me first tell you that your hacking is not hellfire. So, John 5:24. Everybody, read to your neighbor. One, two, go. Look at him, his eyes. Come on. Yes. Stop. You are not reading. You read like this. See my face. You must give an attitude to reading. Like, see my brother. Good guy. You know, one, two, go. Yes, let's do it. Very, very soon. Yeah, come on, yes, look at him. Everlasting. And you will not come to condemnation, but you are passed death to life. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, some Christians, we have to shout on them that I say you are not going to hell. I will go. You are not going. Shut up. You are not going. You're going nowhere. Amen. But I'm not sure. Shut up. Mission is somebody paid it. Somebody bought you with a price, and you are saying, what if I miss my tithe? Shut up. Can tithe undo what the blood of Jesus did? Hallelujah. For you are not redeemed with what? Corruptible things. Hallelujah. Somebody, I can't forget that DJ. I was in meeting myself. I'm not mentioning the church. You should know. The man of God just opened the Bible. He said, "Can you see all robbers shall what? Have their part in a lake of fire." Okay, put your hand there. Go to Malachi. You have robbed me in tithes and offering. Therefore, if you are not faithful. See DJ. Just DJ like you can just walk. Even the guy that wrote the revelation, the guy was just shouting them, yeah! It's not what I'm saying. Glory to God. How can a son of God rob God? Think of that. What will my daughter pick for me and say you and I'm going to position? Yes, DPO, my daughter, she robbed me. Yes. Some of us think that anytime we sin against God, God will just pick his Bible, his phone, call Ajigi Jaga. You don't know that guy. Find me one in Igbo film. I forgot all those characters. You say, Amadio Alpha. My daughter just did something. I know me and you have not spoken in like 16 years. But right now. You know what he said? Say, if you cannot fathers know how to give good gift to your children, how much more? You think you are better than God, Abby? Amen. Praise God. Some of you will starve, do everything so I can send your daughter to Ado what? That terrible school. Now I think you have more love than God. Hallelujah. Say, I'm a son of God. Say, and that status is irreversible. If you don't believe that, there's nothing we are doing here. That's the point. When we say, he's like, shut up. Which is license to work. Why don't you slap your father? Because he said he loves you. Amen. So enter your boot and say, oh, I just so much love you. The next thing I just come to your head is that, let me go and double date. Have you? Amen. That's it. It does not make sense anywhere. It's the love of God that makes our head correct.
Where are we? Acts 20:32.
So he's saying this same word of grace that saved you is what will also build you up. Ephesians 4:11 now. So please write this in your notes. Front size 28, italics bold, area black. Area black, write it there. There are responsibilities in Christianity, just not that of keeping your salvation. Write it, print it. Let me borrow you my marker. There are responsibilities in Christianity, just not that of keeping your salvation. That's the point. People leave the responsibility. They try to keep salvation. You know where God is salvation from you? I said one day on the Facebook post, I said, if you want to keep your salvation, you don't keep it on earth. You keep it in hell. That means you die yourself, go to hell, and you try to raise yourself back from the dead, and you know how far. Amen. It's called the first begotten of the dead. We are in him. Say, I'm in him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Say, Ephesians 4:11. Now pay attention to the rest now. It's honor for saints, part 2. Honor for saints. Ephesians 4:11. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. Why? Verse 12. For the perfecting of the saints, so that the saint can do the work of the ministry. Ministry is a Greek word, diakonia, D-I-A-K-O-N-I-A. It means service, office. for the work of service, for the work of the office, for the edifying of the body of Christ. See, saints are not born again to be useless. We are born to serve. He created not one useless saint. God has need for you. Amen. That is why he first convinced you of that irreversible nature of your salvation before saying this. Forget this, Ephesians 4, and he has spent the first three chapters to talk about your inheritance in Christ. Ephesians 2, verse 8 now. For by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Verse 10. Want to go, guys? For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath foreordained that we should walk in them. Amen. Say good works. Say there are good works to be done. So now, the same word that guarantees our salvation also speaks of reward of service. Think of that. The same word now that spoke about your salvation also speaks of a reward of faithful service. That means you have to take it serious. I mean, the same strength behind our salvation also says there are what? Rewards for faithful service. Say, I cannot be useless. That's what I mean. You must reject it. That thing that we want to make you are 45, about to clock 50, and yet you can't talk about what you have done in the work of the ministry, is an insult to your nation. Just like it's just like an all those honorary doctorate degree. Imagine, call yourself doctorate. You cannot make, you have not made any postulation, you have not made any research, you cannot do anything. Say, I'm a doctor. And you know, some emoji, they just use it to add to their portfolio. Just talk, Reverend Doctor with Joel. Of course, he had square planting ship. Yeah, so that was different. Amen. Say, I'm not useless. Say, I'm not Christian by mouth. Go to Luke 12, verse 40. Luke 12, verse 40. Luke chapter 12, verse 40. Okay. Be therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when you think not. Are you there? Now, then Peter said unto him, Lord, speak thou this parable unto us or unto all. Verse 42. Once we let's read. The Lord said, who then is that faithful and wise servant whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household to give them their portion of meat in due season? 43. Blessed is that servant whom, when his Lord cometh, he shall find in so doing. So doing what? So doing what? Thank you. Giving and feeding his household. Giving his household their portion of meat in due season. 44. Please, when you are reading these things, don't be seeing L. Just calm down, okay? Okay? So a lot of you, before you read Matthew 25, you have seen L, you have seen everything. Calm down. See it very well. I have told you already, you are past that level. But see 44. Of a truth I say unto you, he that will make him, he will make him a ruler over all he hath. 45. But if that servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to beat his manservant and maidens, and to eat and drink, and to be drunken, the Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him, and at that hour when he is not aware, and will cut him what? In asunder, and he will appoint him what? His portion with the what? With the what? Keep that somewhere. I'm coming down. I will come back to that very soon. But don't forget, he has separated this servant from the unbelievers. But he's saying something that happens to unbelievers will also happen to him. He's a believer. Are you with me? Are you with me? See 47. Want to go? And that servant which knew his Lord's will now, and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with what? Many stripes. This is what he's referring to. Now, okay, he said, that means the one that knew the will of God in service. Don't forget, let me go back again to verse 45. If that servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delay is coming, and shall begin to beat, that means you are feeding the saints wrongly. Are you with me? Beat them, don't take things as literal. That means you are giving the saints wrong diet, causing quite shock or in Christianity. All the stuff that we are talking about, legalism, everything. Okay. Verse 47 now said, that servant that knew the Lord's will and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with what? Many stripes. But 48, you want to go? He that knew not and did commit things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with what? Few stripes. For unto whomsoever much is given, of him much shall be required, and of whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more. Please write this down. Ignorance of our duty will not acute us before God. Acute. Ignorance. Ignorance. So, when he was saying we are appointing a prayer with the unbelievers, of course, there's a grammatical issue there, but not today. I will deal with that under salvation. Ignorance of our duty will not acute us. So, but why will there be a loss, L-O-S-S, or punishment for those who refuse to serve? Why will there be a loss or punishment for those who refuse to serve? It is not because of the ignorance of duty or neglect of duty. It's not because of either you are ignorant or you deliberately neglect your duty. It is because what ought to be done was not done. Are you with me? Even the one that does not know and he refused to serve, he said he shall be beaten with what? Few stripes. That means, and that's what he's calling appointing a portion with the unbelievers. I'm coming. Daniel 12 verse 3. But we think that people who commit their life, everything to the ministry, that they are jobless. Or it's because they have no something. No! There's a reward to come. Daniel 12, verse 3. Let's read to... Okay, let me wait for everybody. Okay, let's read together. Once ago. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many unto righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Hallelujah. Say, I believe the word. So, if I didn't teach you this, it means I didn't value you. There will be eternal regrets for those who refuse to partake in ministry. The eternal regret is not hell. Call it heaven, they are yet in heaven. But in heaven, there will yet be reward. Eternal regret for those who refuse to partake in ministry. Matthew 25.
Come on, don't get dull right now. Just let's maximum 15 minutes, I'll be done. Matthew 25:14.
Saved by the gospel is called to serve in the gospel. Saved by the gospel is called to serve in the gospel.
We have to warn saints of this, of being useless.
You are 30. You cannot really boast of two people you have led to the Lord.
Abba.
Matthew 25, 14. Okay, slowly, let's take it. I'll read 14, you read 15. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country and call his own servants and deliver unto them his goods. 15, come on. To another two, to another one, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway he took it. 16, then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. 17, come on. But he that has received one went and digged in the earth and hid his lost money. 19. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. Yes? Don't forget, that is reward. He's talking about reward, reward, reward. Don't forget, Jesus does not send, he doesn't send anyone that is not saved on an errand. Amen? He does not use unbelievers. I'm very emphatic with that. If that, I can see my answer. Ministry is not done by those who have not received the gospel. As I said in Mark 16, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. And this sign shall follow who? Them that believe. The believing ones. Amen. So don't think that, we can go and be sending letters to allergies so that they can be sending us money for the ministry. God will be rewarding them too. You're not serious. Amen. Say it's saints that do the ministry. Okay. So don't forget this. When you see a parable, it's a parable. So all those. I will make thee a ruler over many things is part of the parable. It's not literal. If the talent is not literal, that one too is not literal. Enter into the joy of the Lord. If the talent is not literal, that one too is not literal. Are you with me? Are you with me? That means you will look at a parable as a whole. You don't interpret every word in a parable. What you interpret is the message of a parable. He has said clearly in John 3:16, John 3:17, John 3:18, any man that has believed the gospel is... He has eternal life, everlasting life. Are you with me? So John 3:16 is not a parable. This one is a parable. What is parable? As you will, similitude, allegory. Okay, verse 22 now. He also that has received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents, and beside them. 23, his Lord said unto him, come on, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee a ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. 24. Then he that has received 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, gathering where thou hast not strawed. 25. And I was afraid and went and hid his talent in the earth. Here thou see what is yours. Something like that. 26. Want to go? His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful son. Say slothful. Pay attention to that. That's the issue. Slothful. Thou knewest that I reap where I sow not. No, that I cannot be God speaking like that. And gathered where I have not received. Thou also therefore to have put my money with the exchangers. And he's talking about money. So it's just a natural narration to teach a spiritual essence. And then at my coming, I should have received mine with usury. Just like people who read 12, 5, 10 virgins and they use it for, I don't understand. Yeah, my own, the virgins are female. So that means all men, Abi, are they not daughters? Amen? That means everybody is married too. They are not going to heaven, Abi. So don't, sorry. Forget that. Amen. Matthew 25, verse 28. Take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him, which was? Adds 10 talents. 29 and 30. Want to go? For unto everyone that adds shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that adds not shall be taken away even that which he adds. 30. Want to go? And cast ye the unprofitable servant into where? Outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. In your mind, when you see weeping and gnashing of teeth, put it as regrets. Regrets. Those in hell too, they will be in regret, but this is different. But regret is regret. Amen. Now, that word unprofitable is a Greek word, A-C-H-R-E-I-O-S, acritios, something like that. A-C-H-R-E-I-O-S. It means good for nothing. Useless. Unmeritorious. Useless, good for nothing, unmeritorious. A-C-H-R-E-E-I-O-S. Don't forget, he's not talking about some rewards for those who get the gospel. That's why if you now read from that verse 31 down, look at the Bible, look at it. If you now read from that 31 down, you now see the comparison between goats and what? And sheep. Are you with me? Goats and sheep. Now that one is now talking about, that's when he said there shall be a separation, right? Huh? He will separate the goat from the sheep. Now that is the judgment for what? Those who reject the gospel. That is the, remember, apostasia, divorcement. He will separate the what? You listen to apostasy. He will separate the saints from what? From the world. Are you with me? That's separation. Get apostasy on our website. It's there. So, but there will be eternal regret for those that did not give themselves to the work of the ministry. Some of you guys, you are actually firebrand before. Maybe when you are in your when you are still a teenager, or maybe in your young age, what now happened to you? That's the question. Is it the pursuit of money? Pursuit of pleasure? Don't forget, it's not about what you have done, it's about what you are not doing. That's why it's not about if I'm ignorant or not. It's about what ought to be done, what's not done. Amen. I didn't think we are going to get before heaven and before we give account to God, and we first say, okay, you, what is your work? I'm a painter, I'm a this, I'm a that. Okay, therefore, because painting, we don't paint on the weekdays, we only paint on Sunday. Remember that. We only paint buildings on Sunday. Therefore, I don't attend church on Sunday. Do you think there will first be all those narrative? No, it's about what have you done? Hallelujah. It's not about, no, me, I'm an SSS. We don't have time like that. We don't go to open places. Therefore, I don't have time. No, it will not be about what you have not done. I mean, it will not be about what you are doing. It will be about what? About what? What you have not done. 2 Timothy 4 verse 7. I'm closing. 2 I'm not saying don't pursue money, but you cannot be lost in that pursuit. Like I love to tell you guys, commercial cities are not designed for you to serve God. Commercial cities, empires of the world, they are not built on the structure of God. They are built on rebellion. That's why we invented the word in this place. That what? You fight back. That means you must be smart. Let me say it again. The laws that rules a nation is not God made. Are you with me? You are in Lagos. If you are working in Komtabe, Ikeja, and you are saying Lekki, when do you leave your house? Amen. Actually, 4. Is that correct? And you go by 3. So when will you sleep? When do you think you get back home? 10:30. So such structure that will not even make you have time for your family, time for yourself. Amen. Things of God. It's not. Amen. Amen. Because the priority of God is on people, not on things. On people, not on things. Praise God. Get that right. You are not living in a world that God will sustain. You are living in a fallen world. So, I'm not saying die. I'm saying be smart. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's a fallen world. So, I'm not saying don't pursue money or no, but you cannot be lost in that pursuit. You can't. 2 Timothy 4 verse 7. That's 3 more scripture and I will be done. 2 Timothy 4 verse 7. There is reward for service. You must serve in the gospel. Hallelujah. Not to serve, not to teach you this and to be collecting your money. This will hate you. How many of you have heard before that you don't have to preach the gospel? Let your what? Money go for you. What did I tell you that? Anywhere you hear that, what should you do? Carry your Bible and your what? Your unborn children and what? Run! 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 If you see that pastor on expert, just mash your station. Pink! Just go! If he calls you, take the phone, throw into water. Say you don't have to preach. Don't worry, you don't have to preach. Just be send the catch. Hallelujah. We do the work for you. We do the hard part. You do the soft part. Ah, yeah. Soft work. Amen. Say, I'm saved to serve in the ministry. Say, I have no excuse. Say, no matter how busy I am, I must find a way to serve. Thank you. If I don't tell you this, then I hate you. Because eternal regret awaits those who refuse to serve. That's what I'm saying. Not hellfire. Is that clear? That's why I first spent over 30 minutes to tell you that this hell, forget about it first. But there is reward for service. Amen, amen. I've actually treated that in another series, which I can't remember. 2 Timothy 4 verse 7. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I'm not going anywhere yet. It's Paul that is speaking. It's not me. I have kept the faith. Verse 8. Want to go. Let's read. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not only to me only, but unto all them also that love is appearing. Amen, amen. Glory to God. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. So you can see that there is reward. So if I ask you right now, all those things that Jesus was saying in the proverb, all those things that he was saying in Matthew 25 and Luke 12, right? I will just finish reading. So when he was saying, cast ye the unprofitable servant to the outer darkness, when you compare it with what Paul is saying here, that will simply mean they will have no reward for service. Are you with me? Are you with me? Because in heaven, you are not beating anybody in heaven. You are not beating anybody. You are not punishing anybody. They are in life already. They are internal life. But yet, there is reward for service on that. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 10. This is the last scripture. We read it together. This is not meant to condemn you. This is meant to, let me use the word, ginger you up. To ginger your swagger, right? Or to swagger your ginger for God. You must serve in the ministry. It must not be past tense. It must not be I used to do. It must not be when I was in campus. I can't say that. I can't. I have proposed. I will not be part of those that will say, those days at the fire assembly, we labor. What happened these days? We are in. Cause our assembly, we make money. Send money for the gospel. We sponsor the gospel. Praise God. Don't insult God. That means an insult to God. Say, God, I don't have time. Take money. You are insulting God. Doesn't need such money. That money is an insult. If God can reincarnate again, you're just gonna slap you. Pah! He's send an angel to do it for you, to do it for him. How do you send money to replace your labor? If it's money that he needs, what will he do in Matthew chapter 10? As he sent them forth. Take these resources, right? Just go to the cities. Show them that I am a what? I'm a bloody billionaire. Give them 10,000 each. In Abuja, give them 1 million each. Tell them to come to church. Hallelujah. Who will remain at home? Who will remain at home? Who will remain on the streets? Amen, amen. Say, we respect the wisdom of God. Say, we respect his discretion. So therefore, see, that's the point. When you have your own schedule, let me now explain to you. You will now, that is where it's also always be that we don't do it alone. You will now come to where you are. Sir, help me see my schedule. How can I serve despite this schedule? Why? You must serve. Because your schedule will not be discussed in heaven. What will be discussed? You served or you didn't serve. You get that? So that means regardless of everything, you will now go tete a tete with your discipler. Sir, help me.
How can I serve? Amen. Some of us, we take less jobs because of the ministry. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, 5, verse 10. So if you don't understand everything I'm saying, Luke and Matthew says, this one we cleared for you. That's not talking about hell. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 10. Want to go as loud as possible. Yes, sirs. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in the body according to that he has done, whether it be what, good or bad. Can you see that's reward for sins? 11. Want to go? Knowing therefore the terror of the law, we persuade men. You know, there was a day I asked you this question, that this terror of the law, you're talking about terror of unbelief or terror of not serving? Although it's a figure of speech, terror of the law is a figure of speech. Okay? It's not terror of the law, doesn't mean dagger and anger of God. It's talking about when you don't get the reward of service. So I believe he's talking about believers. Knowing therefore the terror of the law, we persuade men. But we are made manifest unto God, and I trust also that we are made manifest in your conscience. For we commend not ourselves, look at your Bible, come on. For we commend not ourselves again unto you, but gave you an occasion to glory on our behalf, that you may have somewhat to answer them which glory in appearance and not in us. So whether we be sober or whether we be beside ourselves, it is for God, or whether we be sober is for your cause. 14 and 15. Want to go, everybody, guys? For the love of Christ constrained us, because we just judge that if one died for all, then we are all dead. 15. And that he died for all, that they which live should henceforth not live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Hallelujah. Praise God. Can you read, can you read verse 14 and 15 again? Read it to your neighbor. 14 and 15. Read it. Come on. Want to go?
For him that died for them and rose again. Hallelujah. Praise God. Someone is now asking, so what should I do? What should I do? Firstly, you must give yourself to learning. When you hear the call of God, some of you are still saying, God has not called me. Stop that. Don't stop it. Don't say it again. Saved by the gospel is what? Called by the gospel. Salvation is also a calling. Amen, amen. So, but when it dawns on you, what must you do? You must first make yourself available for learning. Your zeal should not fail. That means you must keep associations that causes your zeal not to fail. Please. You must keep such association that does not cause your zeal to fail. Say, in that he died for all, that they that live should henceforth not live to themselves. Just look at your look at it's so simple. Look at the way you schedule your time. You will know if you are living for yourself. Look at how you spend the 24 hours of the day. You will know if you are living for yourself or for God. Look at the way you spend your income. You will know if you are living for yourself or for God. Look at every WhatsApp message you send in a day. You will know if you are living for yourself or for God. Hallelujah. They that bring men into righteousness shall shine as stars forever. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The church is there to help you. Are you with me? The church is what? Is there to help you. You can do well in life, yet you serve God. Glory to God. You know, if you and Bill Gates stands before God, and Bill Gates is a Christian and he serves God, there will be no mention of his money. Did you serve? That is why, don't forget that parable in Matthew 25. It is what he gave you, right? It is based on what he gave you that we will require what? Profit. Amen? That means the talents, who gave them? God gave them. It is based on that that he requires. That means we are only to serve in what he has given us. He's not saying, go and do everything. Go and use your brain to serve me. No. He gave you the gospel. You serve with the gospel. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hold down to your neighbor. Maybe you have anyone there that his zeal is failing. Tell your neighbor to pray for you. You think you have fallen zeal? Or you can ask your neighbor, how have you been serving the gospel? How have you been serving the ministry? You can leave where you are, go to someone else. How have you been serving the ministry? If I don't tell you this, I don't honor you. If I don't tell you this, if you and your neighbor is already serving, then go and look for someone you are not sure. There's no shame, because the shame will be obvious later when we stand before the Lord. You must serve. You must serve. Salvation is an induction to the ministry. Come on, pray for your neighbor. Start praying. Your zeal will not fail. You must serve. Ministers, you can look for people. Ask them. It's a symposium. First, communicate. Why have you not been serving? Like in this place, we have structures that is meant to help you to serve. Don't say, I am not in somewhere. It's about serve. Communicate with your neighbor. First talk with him. Can pray, interpret, talk. Then you must serve. Oh, glory to God. Of course, if you're already in service and you're not encouraging anybody, just bend your ears and pray in tongues. That you'll be more fervent in the work of the ministry. You don't give up. Yes, you will do well in life. Yes, good health will be yours. Yes, every good thing in life will answer to you. But you will not fail in God's duty. Oh, we will not fail. We will not fail. We will not fail. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We will not fail. We will not fail. We will not fail. We will not fail. We will not fail the Lord. Come on, give you 5 minutes to do that. Then we close. Come on, we will not fail the Lord. We will not fail the Lord. We will not be busy but guilty. Like I told you about Adam. Adam's issue was priority. Priority. Was priority. He was not doing bad things. But he was pursuing everything else. Leaving the work of the ministry. You cannot do that, okay? You cannot pursue everything else, forsaking ministry. So that's how we have a local church, as the wisdom of God. You may not function as your pastor, but you must serve. You must start somewhere. You must do something. It cannot be all about yourself. You are saved very well, so you must serve very well. Come on. You must serve very well. Don't feel sad. Don't feel down. You can do it well again. Come on, don't feel sad. Don't feel sad. Despite your busy schedule, you must serve. Please serve. Please serve. You must serve. You must serve. You must serve. The issue will be not serving, not how busy you are. That's why at times you know of how families they relate together. When the man does not have time for the wife, when you come home, you are going to be home for 4 months. And you suddenly come home, oh, wife, sorry, I traveled from New Jersey. I went to this. I bought you gold. I did this. I did that. I bought you a car. The final question will still be, why don't you have time for me? It should not be what you went for. The issue will still be, You didn't have time. Not about what you are doing, brethren. Come on, your zeal fails not. You started fervent. You remain fervent. You started well. You do it well. You do it well. You do it well. You do it well. What I'm telling you today is because I honor you. Seeing the future, seeing that there are eternal rewards to come, you must have. You must not be useless for the ministry. You must not be useless. That is why I encourage you, even when you travel, if it's 2 weeks that you have to spend, maybe in another church or in a new environment, you must serve. Serve there. Serve there. That is not a betrayal to your trust, to your trust for us. Serve there. The 2 weeks you spend somewhere, maybe because of an attachment or something, or you went for a doctorate stuff, the 2 weeks you spend there, let them know that you are there. You went for IT, you went for just okay, I'm just 1 week there. No, serve, serve. It's the same gospel, same ministry. Same ministry. Same ministry. Distance must not be an issue to you. No, it's an insult. When we tell God that the distance is too far, I cannot serve because of distance. You know, it's an insult. Big insult. Because if it's things that pertain to work, some people can say in Gwabalada, yes, they are working every day in Metama. They will not say it's too long. But church, they will complain. No, that's not your story. You must serve. You must serve. You must serve. You must serve. Just pray for next 5 minutes and we'll be done. Come on. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Pray for your neighbor. You find the love of God again, the love of service. The love for service, you find it again. You find it again. You find it again. You find it again. You find that love of service again. Oh, you must serve. You are not useless for the Lord. You are not useless for the Lord. You are not useless for the ministry. You are not useless, brethren. No, you are not. You are not. You are not. You are not. You are not useless. You are not useless. You are not useless. God has a need for you. 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 You find the joy of service again. You will not lose this devotion. You will not lose this consciousness. Come what may. Achievements will come. Family will come. Kids will come. Pressure may increase. But your zeal will not reduce. Encourage yourself. Just encourage yourself in prayers. This is not an old sermon. It's evergreen. It's not a deeper life sermon. It's a Christian sermon. Consecration. Oh, consecrate me now to the service.
Listen. Luis.
Oh, consecrate me now. Oh, love to me. There are eyes of joy. I'll be closer drawn to your work, to your ministry. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the work you are for me. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to this ministry that you are for me. There are responsibilities, 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 brethren. Responsibilities. Please just pray a bit more. Responsibilities. Thank you, Lord Jesus. La teke po la sata. Zatete, zatatatete. Zatote, dados. Zatote, zatotate. Zatote, zatotata. We serve well, we serve well. We serve well. We serve well, we serve well. 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 Thank you. We serve well. We serve well. Get back on track again. Yes, you can. Get back on track again. I am not done with you. Get back on track again. I am not done with you. So get back on track again. He's not done with you. For the gifts and callings of God are irrevocable. Without repentance, never rescinded, never cancelled. Yelebo so patete. I keep myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
I give myself away
so you can use me. I give myself away. Yes, I give myself away. I give myself away.
So you can use.
I
give myself away.
I give myself away.
Somewhere.
committed. I pray for you that when riches increase, you will not put your hearts to them. I pray for you that when earthly responsibilities increase, you will not forget your eternal responsibilities. I pray for you that wherever you are on the face of this world, it will beat in you that why Jesus died and was raised is priority. It will beat in your heart. Hallelujah. Praise God.